Edit.
That's a pretty good one.
Edit. I was at, you know what? I meant to message you. I saw a really interesting, and I'm going to be doing something in the background when I do this because I forgot to set up our Twitch for today. We'll have that on here in just a second. But I saw a really interesting interview from Steve-O and his podcast with Danger Aaron. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I think I have. And one second, I was adjusting something.
We have nothing ready. Before we came on air, we're like, oh, we got to do a show.
So, yeah, I think I have seen that one. And it's about the one where they pick on him so much, right?
No. This is a newer one. And it's him talking about Danger Aaron being really good with his money that he made from Jackass. The guy owns like 7 properties.
Really?
Like he put all that money from Jackass, like 1 and 2, into real estate.
Oh, he invested.
He invested. And Castivo made the comment. He's like, you know, you're probably the most set up financially guy out of, you know, like with what he did, like what he, not better than Johnny Knoxville for sure, even Steve-O, but just how smart he was with the money. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, because Danger Aaron wasn't a main character, and God, they put him through the ringer. But
he made like $1 million. Some of the characters made like a couple million or whatever. I think it was $5 million for the last movie each.
Each? Wow.
That's a lot of money.
I would go through some of that crap that they went through for $5 million. I mean, that's
why Bam was so upset about it, you know? Yeah, was he... $5 million, that's $5 million bucks in the bank, man.
Yeah, he needs it too. God, poor guy. Yeah. I saw that. I thought that was so interesting. I thought it was so interesting that they're like, yeah, you know, he was really smart with his money, and Danger Aaron owns a bunch of properties, and he makes money off of those. So that's crazy.
You know? But, hey, it comes and goes very quickly.
Oh, yeah,
and
for sure.
The sooner you understand that, the better off you'll be.
That's what he made the comment about. He's like, you got all these athletes and movie stars, and, like, it's fleeting. Like, you know, that doesn't last forever. And even your career, you know, even if you make a bunch of money, okay, you're like, I got all this money. Well, money runs out eventually if you don't have any new stuff coming in. And so, yeah, that's kind of what he was talking about. I just thought it was really interesting because you see Danger Aaron, and especially in the movies, you're like, that's not a guy who makes smart financial choices. Am I right? You know? But no, he did.
Some of the things he does, man, they just beat the hell out of him in the latest movie.
But, you know, you make a few million bucks, I guess.
There you go.
I mean, I'll take it, I guess. So, anyway. Mm-hmm.
You're right, though. It goes just as fast as it comes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Anyway, hey, I just sent you the link, by the way, everyone. You can check us out on twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX. I should have made it easier. I know. So twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX. We're on there. You can find us broadcasting live on Twitch right now. With that said, let's get to it. It is time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Please pump it. It stinks.
Pump it.
Stunk. It's full. Well, nice knowing you, Netflix. Netflix has finally announced how much it will cost for its ad-supported version that launches on November 3rd. The new basic with ads runs for $6.99 per month. But here's the other thing. Now, you do have your other tiers, basic, standard, and premium. Premium is almost $20. With the standard one, the cheap one, you won't be able to download content to watch later. Also, Netflix says that new movies on the platform will only feature ads before the film starts, with older films having some...
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You're destroying your own business.
Way to go.
I just don't get it sometimes. Like you have something so good.
Yep.
So good. Just don't mess with it.
Yeah.
You have... How many subscribers? For a reason.
Yeah. Oh, but people are sharing their passwords and we're near... Shut up.
That's
fine. Netflix.
Just let them do it. That's fine. You're making money. You just...
Here's where I'm at, honestly.
Take your golden run.
Yeah, exactly. Just you had something great, and you really were one of the founding fathers of this streaming stuff. Here's what kills me, though, is that I would rather have them just up the price, which they're doing anyways, and up it a little bit more to avoid the ads, because now I'm going to see the ads, and that's going to remind me every single time that, wait, hold on, I'm paying for this, and you're still giving me ads. What's happening here?
It just sucks. Come on.
Yeah. So anyways, will this be the beginning of the end for Netflix? Or
hey, you know what? Bring back Blockbuster. Here we go. We're going back to the video store.
It might see a resurgence in that because we're all going to be so sick of being taken advantage of by all these streaming services. Right?
I miss the video store, man. You get that one copy that had you had a wall of movies, you know, of all the same movie, and you had that one copy behind the one in the corner. Yes, got the last one.
Yeah, and then you get it home and it's scratched and it won't play. Oh, awesome experience. Awesome experience. Don't get me started. Don't get me started on that.
Right? I don't know why you hate the Blockbuster so much, man.
It's not that I hate it. It's just its time is done. You need to let it die, okay? Because
where are you taking your dates nowadays? You know? It was part of the date.
It was part of the date.
You let her pick the movie. Oh. Poor kids nowadays. All they got is they got to sit there in the cold basement and watch Netflix.
Part of the date now is scrolling through the endless list going, well, do you want to watch this? No. Do you want to watch this? No. All right, let's just watch New Girl again. I screwed
up. 45 minutes of that.
It's just the same as going to Blockbuster, but it's cheaper. Yeah. It's cheaper. And at the same time, you at least get a hand jibber while you're doing that. So, you know.
I don't know if it's cheaper. Netflix ain't cheap, man.
That's true. Of course, not as bad as late fees. Oh, I'm sorry. You return this movie one day late. That'll be $95. All right. What? Oh, and you didn't rewind it, so now we're gonna beat you. Now we're gonna take a lead pipe to your knee because you didn't rewind
your knee. It. There you go. Going to jail.
I'm sorry.
You know.
Sorry.
Be kind, Brock. Please rewind.
Or we'll beat you with a lead pipe. My leg. Anyway. Yep. So. But yeah, this could be maybe the beginning of the end of Netflix. So there you go. Way to go, Netflix. You blew it. What about this? Strippers want to be in a union. That's right. According to a recent court hearing, it was a big hullabaloo, but some strippers in California, or I'm sorry, exotic dancers. They don't like to be called strippers. Exotic dancers have earned the right to vote to unionize. They want to feel safe at their jobs and not have to worry about getting fired for speaking out. Took months of protests and the attention of stage actors unions for them to get the right to have an election for unionization. One former exotic dancer tells us that they need someone looking out for them because it's a dangerous job. What do you think about this, strippers unions, Hunter?
Here's my question right off the bat. Yeah. Right, how is the stripper business these days?
I think COVID definitely gave it a hit, you know?
You know?
Did it
make it better? Because he couldn't go to the strip clubs during COVID, obviously.
No, in Vegas, they tried doing the drive-through strip clubs, but it's not the same. I can feel, you know, the sweet, sweet gyration of hips on my sweatpant-clad lap, you know, I don't know if it's quite the same. If it's quite the same. I really painted a picture for you there, didn't I?
So they want to form a union. I guess I really don't understand what that means. You explained a little bit, but
they can
speak out. They can unionize. They can.
Yeah, the union protects them. So there's certain things like, hey, we need a new pole. Okay, this one isn't safe. Well, the union will help them do that, and it also protects them, so they can't get fired for ridiculous reasons. The union's just there to protect the employees.
Here's what it sounds like to me. It's too fancy for what it is. Get up there, get your cash. You know what you're here for. Come on.
It's too fancy for strippers. Is that what you're saying? All know what we're getting here, okay? Don't try
to get all
in
the union and whatnot. Come on.
Here's my question.
Turn the lights down.
Here's my question with anything. And this doesn't even have to deal with the unions because I've never got a set answer on it. But what's the deal with wiping down the pole every single time? All right? That little.
You got to be clean, man.
Yeah, but in no way is that arousing to me, where the fact that whoever was just on that pole, you need to sanitize the pole.
I think there's some subliminal messages going on, if you know what I mean. You know, when they're rubbing that thing up and down.
I get it. Like, they've made it somewhat sexy. All right, I'm gonna take this gross thing. I'm going to make you forget the fact that I am using bleach on this pole.
You ever notice when they do it, they kind of slowly look over at you and give you that smile?
You know, they kind of, and then they bend down to get the bottom of the pole. And so it's like, all right, I get it.
That is the cleanest pole I have ever. I think it gets clean. What, every 5 minutes?
Look, I just, I, You're trying to make me forget the fact that you got to clean off the pole, and I don't know. It just never really works for me. So
honestly, if you were truth or dare and you had to lick a pole, it might be the pole to lick.
Well, after it's been clean, you know. But it's like, all right, Candy just got off the stage. Now lick the pole. I don't know. I don't know.
Heard a butt crack was on it.
Jay, did you wipe that pole down?
What's that noise? What's it? Why is it making that noise?
When you're going up and down, right?
It's a straight up Windexed pole, you know. Somebody cleaning windows in here? What?
All right. Anyway, so there you go. Strippers getting their unions. Good for you. Good for you. Lastly, this is pretty cool. And if you didn't think Tom Hardy was already badass enough, he recently just quietly entered a jiu-jitsu competition and won.
I saw this.
That's pretty badass, man.
And he won it, right?
Yeah, he won. So there he is, Tom Hardy, doing his jiu-jitsu.
Where did Tom Hardy come from?
I don't know. Like, he just kind of appeared.
For me, anyway. Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, I don't watch a lot of shows and blah, blah, blah. But for me, Tom Hardy just appeared out of nowhere. You know where he appeared in? The Batman. That's the first thing I knew. Hardy. Yeah. As Bane.
Batman. It doesn't matter who we are. You were merely adopted by the darkness. I was born in it, Batman. Oh, all right.
Okay.
What matters is our plan.
Oh, Batman. That mask had to stink, man. Right?
Yeah. Whew. Sure.
Sweating in that thing.
But yeah, then we watched him in Venom.
Yeah, he was, and he did great. And even the second one, I think they're making another one. He was Mad Max in Mad Max Fury Road.
Right,
that was great. So no, he's a great actor. Like he's
kind of a
really
goofy
cool
actor.
A goof? What do you mean goofy?
Goofy, kind of like, I don't know. Like he's always kind of like the.
Like the odd man out or something?
The odd man out. That's a good way to put it. Or kind of like, the half dirtbag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like you. It's kind of like you.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, thank you. If you're comparing me to Tom Hardy, I'll take it, all right?
You know, kind of.
Not in looks, but just your goofy antics. No. But this is pretty badass. But it did get me thinking. Okay. Mm-hmm. Seeing as how Tom Hardy winning jiu-jitsu competitions, he's probably off the table on this question. But what celebrity do you think you could beat up in a fight? And I don't want you to be like, oh, you know, Bob Barker. I mean, I get, like, there's a level where I could probably
snap
go.
Snap that old man in half.
Like, Danny DeVito. Like, I don't want to slap him around, but I feel like it'd be a pretty easy fight. So, move up the tier. Like, legit, what, like, celebrity up higher do you think you could
take? Yeah, that I could take? Well, not really much of a fighter. So, there's not really that too many options out there because I'm kind of bony.
Getting worked by all these celebrities.
Man, who could I beat up? Like Don Knotts. I could take Don Knotts.
I mean, that's what I mean, though. You could say any old guy. I mean, of course. But, like, do you think you give Matt Damon a run for his money? What, you know?
Matt Damon? No.
Yeah.
No, I think Matt Damon could take me for sure.
See, I feel like I could probably work Matt Damon pretty well.
You think so?
Yeah.
Soft little hands. I don't think so.
Like Tom Cruise, there's no way. Tom Cruise, he'd whoop my ass, all right? But like Matt Damon.
Oh, for sure. Come on. Tom's hanging out the outside of planes while they take off. Like nothing scares this
Liam
guy.
Neeson. You think you could take Liam Neeson now? All right.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it.
It's just two guys going, I'm going to take you. I have a specific set of skills. Like, all right, what are we doing here?
No, I don't think so.
Like, even
Liam,
like,
Neeson's a badass, dude.
7-year-old Liam Neeson, you think he'd still like you?
Yeah, probably. Honestly, it's dad strength, dude. And he seems like he knows things.
What about, like,
give me somebody else.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Do you think you could take Jake Gyllenhaal?
No.
No.
Dude, they're actors. They get training. They get free training
and
all this stuff.
It's movie training. It's not like they've been spending their lives doing
it. I'm not flopping around like the actors
in
the
exactly.
movies.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they got stunts. Again, that's why Tom Cruise is, because he does all his own stunts.
You know what? You know what's funny? They probably all look a lot bigger on film.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like I'm taller than all of these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, Sylvester
got a longer reach.
Sylvester Stallone is 5'6". Okay,
he is small. He is standing next to other people. You're like, oh,
yeah,
that guy's.
I mean,
he's got like a big barrel chest too. You know
exactly
what I'm saying?
He's jacked. Like, I'm not saying I want to take a punch from.
It's kind of like Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's got the same thing. Yeah. Tiny little guy.
No,
big chest though. Big,
no.
You know.
Matt Damon, if you're listening, I'm throwing it out there. I think I could take you, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
I think I could give Matt Damon a run for his money. I'm not saying it's going to be an easy fight. What am I doing?
Damon.
We got a message from Brandon. He said, don't let him BS you. The little girl from Uncle Buck could kick his ass.
Hey, shut up. Maybe John Candy. I think he's kind of...
John Candy would work you, man. You'd be done. How dare you?
Canadian strength.
He'd get you. He'd get you. Anyway, I just figured I'd ask, what celebrity thing do you could take on? I love how you
can't
said
really Don, think of any.
Don Knotts. Come on now. Ridiculous.
Andy.
I think Aunt May would whoop your ass. You work by Opie.
Maybe one of the Golden Girls.
There you go.
Aunt B.
Anyway, there you go. That is your Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock